This is Pastor Larry. Glad to, or should I say, Brother Larry. Glad that you have tuned in today. We've been reviewing the past couple weeks about where we're going with this Bible study, and we made the main emphasis fact that we've been doing studies on spiritual warfare, basically using the book of Ephesians, but which is our foundation, but using other scripture passages, because I believe the Bible is the foundation that we use, and that's what we were discussing. So when Satan comes, we talked about spiritual battles, and how Satan is the prince and the power of the spiritual realm that we battle with. So when Satan comes, we must have the Word of God at the ready. That means we must have it in our heart. We must know it when that evil day comes upon us. In Ephesians chapter 6, in the verses on spiritual warfare, state that this evil day will come upon us. We need to be prepared. If we just wait until that day comes and we're not prepared, we're in big trouble. We will fall. We can't just leave our Bible sitting on the coffee table and dusty or on a bookshelf. We must know the scriptural passage that fits our particular situation. You cannot throw the Bible at Satan or use it like in old vampire movies when they'd use a crucifix to drive away Dracula. The Bible is not a good luck charm. And there is, for example, let me give you an example. I may have used this, but I'll use it again. When I am tempted to use some crude language, and the Holy Spirit would bring a reference to my mind in the scriptures because I put it there, I've read it, where the Holy Spirit would say, from the book of Ephesians, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace to the hearers, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. So we must put the Word of God. You might not memorize that whole verse, but you'll know where it's found. But a lot of times you won't have your scriptures with you, and Satan kind of seems like he knows that. And he'll try to bring things your way, temptations your way, when you don't have a copy of the Word of God. So it's good. Work at it. I have to work on it. I know it's difficult. And I said before, I have a lot of trouble memorizing. But when I can at least find the passage, it helps tremendously. And that's found, the passage I read is found in Ephesians 4, 29 and 30. Now, this is what the Bible says, putting on the armor of God. This protects you. This protects me. I put it in my heart. That's what he told Joshua. We took about 4 or 5 messages talking about the book of Joshua, chapter 1, before he went in to conquer the land. God kept telling him, fear not, fear not. Don't be afraid. And he told Joshua to meditate on his word all the time, day and night. By meditating, he's putting it into his heart. Then the Holy Spirit can protect me, not only because I put it in my heart, but I have successfully wielded the sword of the Spirit if I obey it. See, it's in there, but we have to take responsibility too. We must obey it. Remember what I said. All scripture, not just parts of it. You can't pick and choose. You can't cherry pick. The Word of God has been established for thousands of years. There's no more scriptures to be given. The 66 books you find in the Bible, that's it. So if somebody comes along and says, hey, I got a new revelation from God, and he's saying there's more scripture, and there is not, so beware. For it says all scripture is given by inspiration of God That's literally the word means God breathed. And it is profitable for doctrine, that means teaching, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness or right living, that the man of God may be perfect, that means mature, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. So I cannot emphasize enough the vital importance of the Word of God in our spiritual walk and our warfare. Without the Word of God being active and alive in you is like a soldier throwing rocks and stones at jet fighters. So you can't do it. You need the Word of God.